This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Well, we're gonna talk infrastructure, we're gonna talk education, and we're gonna talk booze in that order.
Yay.
Let's talk infrastructure first. Something is happening that has been a long time coming. And this has to do with flooding and water and pumping. Tell me more.
Right. Well, we all remember, or we may not, back in May 2019, this historic flooding of the Arkansas River, which, frankly, I'm working on this, getting this story posted. I was going back through some of the photos we had from the flooding. It's still just mind-blowing to see where all the water went in the Fort Smith, Van Buren area. But unfortunately, that flooding, we not only damaged houses and businesses and that kind of thing, but it damaged a lot of pump stations in the Fort Smith, that the city of Fort Smith uses in its water and wastewater system, which is, last I checked, kind of an important thing. So finally, the city, and this is not the city being negligent, these things just take place because there are some different levels of repair. There was some coordination needed with the feds in terms of getting reimbursement and that type of thing. But this month, the city's issued almost $4.6 million in building permits to repair 13 pump stations around the city. Some are just minor. For example, one permit is less than $10,000. One permit is almost $2 million. They're going to put these back together. The total damage was around $12 million. And the city is still, again, like I said, working with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, hoping to get, or they think they will get reimbursed for up to 75% of the cost. Related to, you know, the flood damage. So, you know, the flood waters have receded, but the damage is still stuck around. And, you know, and again, this is damage on top of a system that is, you know, under a $400-something million federal consent decree to be fixed. So it was a little bit of adding insult to injury at the time, but it's good to see the city's finally underway on getting these repaired. And I do want to reiterate again, I know it's late into 2020. Someone may think, you know, why the hell are they just now getting through this? But it's just by the time you figure out what was damaged, getting it prepped, getting it bid out, making sure you're following the process according to the feds so you can get reimbursed, that just takes time.
Depending on what day in the last month you check, there could be just under or just more than 50% of students at Fort Smith Northside or Fort Smith Southside with an F in a class. The school district is taking measures, and that's much higher than a quote, normal year. And the school district is taking some steps to try to help students who might be failing one or more classes. How is that manifesting itself?
Well, in the Fort Smith School District, and I don't know, Kyle, I was just shocked to find out this number, and maybe this is common among high schools around the state. I hope not, but the Fort Smith Public School District, at the end of the first quarter of the school year, they had a little over 1,700 students at Northside and Southside High Schools, which is 56% of the student population had an F in one or more classes. By the end of the semester, that had dropped down to around under 1,700, about 53%. So the district conducted on December 7th, conducted an on-track day in which they hope to reach out, and they've been working before then, but reach out to students that have one of these Fs in one or more classes, reach out to their parents, whoever, and work to try to get that grade up, get them re-engaged to do whatever it takes to get that improved. And by way of comparison, as you noted, it's much higher. Last year, in a normal year, there were just 16%, 513 students who got an F in one or more classes at the end of the first quarter. It's a huge increase. I think a lot of the hybrid learning, I know that my wife is an educator in the district, and, you know, sometimes just getting kids engaged and keeping them on track when they're there, when they're in a classroom full time, is difficult. I can't imagine what that's like when, you know, they're doing Zoom calls and they're at home and there is little to no incentive or no one pushing them. So it's good that this program is rolled out. I guess I was a little discouraged that it got to this point before some action was taken. But then again, I am not an expert on how the grades are tracked, how students are tracked. I would think that I would hope that there was a system in place when it started hitting 20 or 25%. There would have been action. But again, I'm ignorant of the process. Maybe there was a trigger at that point, and that's what it was, and they responded then. But hopefully, this will be successful, because that's a lot of students. That is a lot of students who may not get to graduate or may not get to go on from the 11th to the 12th grade. And young men and women who get sidetracked at this point in life, it can be a huge burden going forward. So I don't think it'd help.
Well, let's finish up with a conversation about the cost of booze. It's going to go up at some places in Fort Smith because there's going to be an alcohol tax increase during a pandemic.
Yeah, this is, as I talked before we begin recording, this is from the Department of Kick 'em While They're Down kind of thing. I still don't understand. We just posted this, but the Fort Smith Board of Directors has approved raising the alcohol tax in the city up to the maximum, which would raise around $500,000 for the city. I don't know, maybe in a normal year that would be appropriate, but I don't know if anyone's checked the tourism industry lately, but it's really sucking. And this tax doesn't go into effect until December of 2021, and I get that they're trying to hold off, but you read almost any economic reports about the recovery, not only in Arkansas or Fort Smith, but nationwide. The tourism and hospitality industry is not going to recover in a couple weeks after the virus or after the vaccines have returned us to some sense of normalcy, whatever that's going to be. This is going to be anywhere from a 2 to 5 year cycle to get this industry back on its feet, and even then you're still going to have a lot of people that aren't going to be coming, that aren't going to be in business. So it was just very surprising to see them put this tax in. Now I get it, I know that the tax is not absorbed by the businesses, the bars and the restaurants or whatever. They have to put that tax on the consumer. The consumer pays it. But again, last I checked, a lot of consumers aren't that healthy either. It seems to be an odd move to make. Maybe December 2022 they want to enact it, but next December seems a little early. Now they have put it on a future. They said they'll put it on a future agenda to talk about before the tax goes into effect. So I wouldn't be surprised, Kyle, if there is, now that the news is out that they're pushing that, this, that there'll be a little bit of move to lobby to have it delayed or something. But very interesting move by the city of Fort Smith Board of Directors.
All right. This is our last conversation of 2020. We're taking the next couple of weeks off. The next Fridays will be Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Any parting thoughts about 2020?
Bye. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. We will pick up our conversations again in 2021. Michael, have a happy holiday season. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you then. How's that?
You as well, Kyle. I will tell you honestly that 2020 has been a bear, but one of the things that's kept it from being just a complete loss is discussions with you. I enjoy these every week, so thanks for that.
Well, thank you, Michael, and we'll talk to you in 2021.
All right. Thanks.